Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
What you want, baby, I got it.
Get any better than this.
What you need, do you know I got it? All I'm asking is for a little respect.
This is Dave Bennett's walk-on music.
Baby.
Yes, it is. He goes into the booth before a Northwestern game. He does TV or he comes here.
I ain't gonna do you wrong. Why you gone?
Well, you're gone. Remember that time you made me spell R-E-S-P-E-C-T and use it in a sentence?
Yes, and backwards.
842. Erica Harold is here. She wants to be the next Attorney General. And we're just talking off the air. You have just finished driving around to pretty much every corner of the state, right?
Indeed. Last month, we went on an extensive 3-week statewide tour, and we visited manufacturing facilities, social service organizations, family businesses, and did roundtables on things like sexual harassment and the opioid epidemic, and gave people the opportunity to share what they want the next attorney general to focus on.
You've been very open in regards to being a victim of harassment. The opioid part of this, how big a deal is that in Illinois?
It's a huge deal. In 2016 alone, nearly 2,000 Illinoisans lost their lives to opioid-related overdoses. And what we were doing with our roundtables is bringing people together to recognize this is not a political or partisan issue. We wanted to bring mental health providers, social service providers, educators to see what we can do to get ahead of this epidemic and to be more proactive in trying to save lives.
What's the reaction been so far? Are you surprised at anything in particular on this tour?
The thing,
are people happy to see you, or do they want you to go away?
People were actually very happy that we came to their community. I mean, right. You always wonder when you're running for office, do people want to come to these events?
Sure.
But people were very excited to have the opportunity to speak directly to someone running for office and to not just feel that people were speaking at them, because it was a listening tour. And so I asked them to share, what are the things that you think are working well in your community? What are the reforms that you would like to see the next attorney general focus on?
Mm-hmm.
And then we tried to use that as an opportunity to spotlight positive things within communities, because campaigns should not just be about highlighting the things that are going wrong in our state,
sure,
although there are many.
Yeah, a little bit of news this week. Governor Rauner was on a radio station, did an interview saying that he really wants you to win because you will be able to prosecute Mike Madigan for corruption. This is a concern because there is no corruption charge that's up. There's nothing that we know of. Can you elaborate on the idea of prosecuting an elected official for a crime that has yet to be determined?
I don't comment on hypothetical cases. What I've always been clear about since the very beginning is that the issue of public corruption is not about targeting political opponents. What it's about is holding both sides accountable and
that's
making
exactly
sure
right
that there is a watchdog role that the Attorney General can play in being able to play that very actively and robustly,
does
because
make,
no one's against the,
but
above
does it
the
make
law.
Make you uncomfortable that your name gets thrown around like that? Because it does seem like that's about going after political opponents.
Well, it's important to me just to emphasize what my position is on the issue, and it has not changed, that no one is above the law, and that this is about holding both sides accountable. And it's also about empowering the public through the Open Meeting Act and the Freedom of Information Act to be able to try to prevent corruption from occurring in the first place, because we have so many units of government in Illinois, and everybody has to have an active role.
I made it very clear about how I feel about Mr. Madigan on the show, but like all politicians who I believe are corrupt, or you believe are corrupt, you got to vote with your feet and your hands and the rest of you to get out and vote. You got to vote. You got to turn out. Bitching isn't enough. You actually have to get up. You have to go out. Yeah, it sucks. It's a Tuesday normally. You got other stuff you'd like to do. The kids need something. You've got errands to run.
You're painting such a wonderful picture of democracy here.
Well,
right,
but
now
that's the thing, right? This
but
is why
right
we have 12-13% of people show up to vote. Or in the primary, we jumped it to 30, which was double what it had been before. It's never been more important that you show up to vote, whether it's for Erica Harold or anybody.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we tried to accomplish with our statewide listening tour is to try to encourage people to be engaged, because right now, throughout Illinois, there is a level of cynicism and indifference. And we tried to get people to understand that if you want reforms within your state, you have to advocate for them and you have to vote for people who are willing to effectuate them.
Are you doing anything specific to target the younger voters?
We're absolutely. One of the things I participated in, I think it was last month, it was this event called Glapit Nova downtown here in Chicago, and it brought together people to tell their story in an artistic environment. So it wasn't political, but it was giving people the opportunity to engage with their personal story, whether it was through artistry or music. And I talked a little bit about my own background, overcoming harassment, why that inspired me to become an attorney, and some of the issues that are important to me, such as fighting harassment, fighting human trafficking, but doing it from a personal perspective, and it was well received.
We'll come back to more in just a second. What's the website for the campaign?
ErikaHarold.com. Erica with the K.
E-R-I-K-A.
H-A-R-O-L-D.
All right, .com.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Find a miss. They're all hits. 8:52 now as we continue. Live from the beautiful studios of 720 WGN. Erica Harold here. You're a very accomplished woman. And one of the things you're going to have to do is cross the governor, whoever is in the governor's office occasionally, because as the leading lawman, lawwoman, law person in the state, you got to defend the rest of us. Are you ready to do that?
Absolutely, because your job as Attorney General is to uphold Illinois law, to uphold the Constitution, and it's an independent constitutional office. And so it doesn't matter who is in the governor's seat or what the political affiliation of the General Assembly is. You have a constitutional role to play, and you have to be prepared to play it.
There's been a lot made of the role of the state-level attorney general, especially with the Department of Justice and what we're seeing from the federal government, but also in issues like police. We saw with the consent decree coming from the Department of Justice. We just saw your predecessor, Attorney General Lisa Madigan, and the mayor get together here in Chicago to come up with a plan for oversight of the police department. Talk about that. Is that something that you believe in, if you were the attorney general, that you would do what your predecessor has done?
The next attorney general will be the person in charge of enforcing the consent decree, and I absolutely will do that. I think it provides us right now in Chicago with a historic opportunity to really create transformational change within the police department, to be able to provide training to people as it relates to trauma-informed issues, and to try to work on issues that will affect community policing. And it's something where if you bring all the stakeholders together and make sure that everybody has the ability to have their view fully articulated, it can hopefully be something that's very positive for the entire city.
And what I think is interesting is those two Democrats. You had Lisa Madigan and Rahm Emanuel, who are certainly in the same camp, that were going against each other in this farm. If you're in that situation where it might be someone who has the same party affiliation, can we trust the fact that you're going to have the idea of the Illinois people over party allegiance?
Absolutely. It's fundamentally about being the people's attorney. The Constitution says the Attorney General is the chief legal officer for the state. That means you are serving the people of the state. You are not serving a party. You are not serving any other particular interest. And you have to take the Constitution and the law as being your mandate, and then look to see how you balance the multiplicity of interests here in Illinois.
You know, Lisa Madigan took a lot of heat for being the daughter of Mike Madigan, and I think it was largely unfair. You could certainly argue that point, point to things where maybe she should have done things differently, but she was kind of in a no-win position. You'd come in with a clean slate, but you'd also have to start battling for the people of Illinois against some things that are national stories. I mean, the sanctuary city issue comes to mind, though that would be a different jurisdiction. How do you deal with the Attorney General of the United States when you're the Attorney General of Illinois?
Well, the roles are very different in that I would have been elected by the people of this state as an independent officer, mm-hmm. whereas the Attorney General of the U.S. is somebody that's appointed. Mm-hmm. And so I would view my mandate as being a vigorous advocate for the people of the state, highlighting the issues that are important to them. And so you don't have a role where you're necessarily collaborating. If there are issues that affect the entire country, for example, like the opioid epidemic, you would probably collaborate with other attorneys general throughout the country to make sure that you're not duplicating efforts. But you have one client, and that's the people of this state.
You've talked about some core issues and concerns. Is there something else on your top five? This is what I'm doing.
A very key issue right now is property tax reform. We just issued
Can't we pay more? I just feel like we're not paying
enough.
I'm sure
there are lots of Illinoisans who'd be happy to have you pay their share that keeps going
up. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous what Illinois does to people.
Our property tax system needs to be fundamentally reformed.
Right.
And so our first commercial that's going up statewide today focuses on the issue of property tax reform, and that during the time my opponent, Senator Raul, has been in the state Senate, he and Mike Madigan teamed up to try to raise property taxes on individuals here in the city of Chicago. And it's unfair, and it's unfair that we have an appeals process where it forces people to hire attorneys to be able to get a fair assessment of their home. I think we need to reform the system. I think we have to make sure that there are not conflicts of interest that are part of the process.
And make it accessible to everybody.
Absolutely. Right. There should be a level of transparency so that you're not surprised each year with the fact that your home's property tax bill has inexplicably gone up.
And there's no doubt when you're talking about a conflict of interest and cleaning up the ethical issues that are around property tax appeals or even how you evaluate property taxes. But the fund, when you talk about reform, you're talking about that money is used to fund government, whether it be clean our streets or fund our schools. So when you're talking about reform, what do you mean? Do you mean finding different revenue sources to take care of the things that we need to be funded?
Specifically as it relates to property tax reform, it's making sure that we don't have a system that's regressive the way we do now. Because right now, certain communities, especially ones that are on the south side of Chicago, their homes tend to be overvalued, while certain commercial properties and other residents are undervalued. And then the appeals process...
Right.
Some people, the average family, cannot afford to hire an attorney to go and appeal the assessment, whereas wealthier people, more powerful and connected people, and commercial entities, they can. And my knock is not against the people who hire the attorney to go and be able to get a proper assessment, because they're entitled to that. My knock is against a system that is essentially rigged and does not provide people the transparency.
Amen.
And then I also would say that my opponent should have been doing much more to try to reform that system as opposed to teaming up with Michael Madigan to try to raise property taxes.
And this is an inarguable point. Mike Madigan has made himself rich by being a partner in a law firm that got the majority of the appeals for businesses in Cook County on property taxes. While it may be legal, those that made the rules are benefiting from the rules, and that's completely antithetical to what we're supposed to be doing in public life.
Absolutely. And as somebody who's running for Attorney General and cares about things like due process and equal protection, that's why reforming the system is so important to me.
And honestly, J.B. Pritzker with his toilet removal business on the side get benefits from property tax repayments and reductions. It's outrageous, and it's got to stop. And again, I'll take you right back to where we started. You want it to stop? Do a little research. Listen to what we're saying here as research. You don't have to agree with it, but we'll lay out as much information as possible. And then vote, people. You got to vote.
That's right. It's your system. It's your state. Fight for something better.
Nice to see you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks.
And Erica, what is the website again?
ErikaHarold.com, ErikaHarold.
She's got tons of energy. She's running all over.
I have a lot of caffeine.
Ah, that's it. Caffeine-powered Erica Harold.